Let's take a trip down memory lane, back to when we were children on the playground. Did you ever hear this little rhyme promise where a child insisting that they were a truth teller would say this? I cross my heart and hope to die. Poke a needle in my eye. Children would make this bold promise of personal calamity to confirm the veracity of their story. At least I remember it happening often on the playground. But after this promise was uttered, I noticed two things that didn't happen. First, most of the other kids remained unconvinced because they still knew their classmate was lying. And second, I never once saw any of these promise makers lying dead afterwards or looking like pirates wearing eye patches because they actually went through with the eye jabbing. How about you? Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. Today we come to James 5:12. Where the apostle writes, But above all, my brothers, do not swear, either by heaven or by earth or by any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, so that you may not fall under condemnation. Now this verse forbidding swearing ought to grab our attention. James has been teaching us a lot of important things about waiting patiently on the Lord during suffering and trials. He warned us not to be grumbling. He told us we need to live in anticipation of Jesus' immediate return when he'll make all things right. And James promised we will be blessed as we trust in God's purposes and as we remember his character, which is merciful and compassionate. A whole lot of good stuff there. But here in verse 12, James says, But above all, James is emphasizing what comes next. He's saying, All I've said is important, but please take this into the core of your being. Do not swear, either by heaven or by earth or by any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, so that you may not fall under condemnation. This is pretty serious. And I'd encourage you to look at Matthew 5:33, where James' half-brother Jesus warns us the same. James and Jesus both say our word should be our bond. So let's look at this verse in three parts. First, we have the danger of dishonesty. Second, we have an invite for integrity. And thirdly, we have the gravity of condemnation if our words prove to be the former and not the latter. Dishonesty, integrity, and gravity. Now, one thing we need to note is that neither James nor Jesus are giving us a rule that prohibits oaths. In fact, in Matthew 26:63, Jesus himself takes an oath before the council. If you're in a courtroom, it is fine to swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth with your hand on the Bible. But that is the very reason we need to be careful about our oaths. We are calling on God as a witness to our truthfulness, even if we swear by heaven or by earth, which God made. We're calling on God as our witness. And dishonesty is a big deal to our God. That is what James is saying. And the fact of the matter is, from childhood on, we are prone to lies and exaggerations. We love it when folks take in what we say and when they're impressed with our words. There's a major temptation to be dishonest because we really like to convince people. More, we live in a world where there are uncertainties that abound. You know, it's a scary prospect when you decide to swear to do something, when the fact is there are always unforeseen changes ahead. That can end up really bad, and you're left with either not keeping your oath and being dishonest, or you end up bound to perform something awful. Read about Jephthah in Judges 11, who ended up sacrificing his own daughter. So let's move on to integrity. Integrity, which speaks to being whole, to being sound, and thus our words need to be. Friend, the Bible informs God's redeemed people that we are to be a people of integrity. Remember how James said you came to be as a Christian? James 1:18? You were birthed by the word of truth. That means when a Christian says yes, they mean yes. And if they say no, they're not changing their mind. Friend, one of the most common complaints I hear among non-Christians about Christians is that we are hypocrites. We say, yes, God, in church. I'll be good. And then we go out into the world and live out a big fat no and show we don't really mean it. We're saints on Sunday and meanies on Monday. Psalm 15 asks, who is able to dwell in God's holy place? What's the answer? Verse 2, the one whose walk is blameless, who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from their heart. You get that? Truth from the heart. And it adds in verse 4, the one who keeps an oath even when it hurts and does not change their mind. Now we can thank God that He sent Jesus to be the man of truth and integrity in our place. But that does not mean we are now free to live as we please. The central thrust of James' letter is that we are to be a people whose faith in God works itself out in our world. And we have outstanding opportunity to show our postmodern world that there is truth by living lives of integrity. We can show our neighbors who are walking on shifting sand that there is something solid they can build their lives upon. You see, we serve a God who cannot lie, Titus 1:2. Jesus says He is the truth, John 14:6. And we need to, not just for their sake, but James says also for our own. Remember Ananias and Sapphira? A couple of believers who thought they could get away with a white lie? They were struck down dead for lying to the Holy Spirit, Acts 5:4. They fell under condemnation. Do you feel the gravity of the call to be truthful? When we take the name of our triune God in our baptism, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we are then called to go out as representatives of our God. And we're to be improving on our baptism by daily living under the banner of God's truth. James says this to get our attention because James is a good pastor. He doesn't want us to fool ourselves into thinking we can be half-hearted. We need to be a people of integrity in a day when falsehood can result in something far worse than losing an eye. We're talking about our eternal souls. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.